You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn joined by Dale Gibson to look ahead to the rest of Thursday's action. Plenty of it coming your way as well, but we're going to start by just having a quick look ahead to Cheltenham. But first thing first, Mr. Gibson.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. We will get to contests at Wincanton, Sutherland, Newcastle shortly, although we are just days away from the start of the Cheltenham Festival. We are going to focus a little bit more on flat racing on the actual previews for tomorrow, what with you being an ex-flat jockey and all that. But rest assured, Cheltenham fans, we've got your daily dose of looking ahead to the festival. We're just going to look at the four feature races, one on each day, Dale, and just gather your views, really, because I think it's one thing getting lots of tipsters to look at stuff, which obviously if regular listeners to the Racing Podcast will be fully aware of what many tipsters are going for, but as a horseman, as you are, it'd be interesting to see what you think. So we'll start with the Champion Hurdle, and don't forget, non-runner insurance on all Cheltenham races here at William Hill. Yanworth, at the time of recording, which is around about 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, Yanworth 3-1 favourite, Bouverdare 7-2, Petit Mouchoir 5-1, Brain Power at 7s, 8s for Vroom Vroom Mag, Moonracer 12s, the new one 14s, 20s or bigger the rest. JP's got a pretty strong hand.
Yeah, absolutely. I did think he struggled the other day, Yanworth, without a shadow of a doubt. He made hard work of his prep race. Perhaps he's a better horse when they go a stride quicker, with a fuller field, with stronger opposition. Because he is a horse who does like to come through past his opposition.
Yep.
And they tend to hang on to him and then deliver his turn of foot over the last, oh, certainly between the second last and the last, to attack the Cheltenham Hill. So I would somewhat forgive his maybe below par performance last time. However, the race for me isn't as strong in depth as it is in most years. Mm-hmm. I mean, the new one is a great old horse, but he just flatters to deceive in a Champion Hurdle. He was third in it a couple of years ago, but, you know, he's just not quite good enough for me at this level. But he could conceivably be in the money this year, just because the fact that the race has just eased a little bit in its competitiveness. It'll still be really, really hard to win. Absolutely be hard to win. I wouldn't put you off a bit of value with Brain Power around about 7-1. Vroom Vroom Mag just, again, had to work hard.
And does she go there?
Absolutely. May not. Who knows? I wouldn't put you off Yanworth, but I certainly wouldn't put you off waiting until the final decks are out and then just taking a look at the odds. You know, I, for one, at the big festivals, like to see the runners before making an informed choice. Because until you see those decks, then you can make your decision.
Okay. But Yanworth, you certainly couldn't put you off it.
I wouldn't put you off him, but I wouldn't be going head down on him.
Okay. Currently available at 3-1, Yanworth. We'll move to the Wednesday of the festival then. The feature race on the Wednesday is, of course, the Queen Mother Champion Chase. This one, slightly less competitive, I think it's fair to say. Yeah. Duvan 2-7, Altio 9-4, but incredibly unlikely that Altio will turn up. 8th then for Fox Norton and Under So. 14's God's Own, 20's or bigger the rest. Is this a good 2-7 shot?
I wouldn't back anything at 2-7. Well, I might back Frankel at 2-7, but I wouldn't back anything that had a series of obstacles in its way at 2-7. But listen, he should be good enough. He should be good enough on what we've seen so far. You know, he's a proper horse, and it looks to be his race to win.
It's sort of very unimaginative, isn't it? Yeah, but is there anything at bigger prices that you could see maybe in the battle for seconds? I know the likes of Stephen Powell, Ross Brierley have been going through the Cheltenham TV footage that we've been producing here at William Hill, and they're both keen on maybe God's Own without Duvan or Each Way. Yeah. There are plenty of grand old timers here that could run a solid race.
I wouldn't put you off God's Own at 14-1.
Okay, God's Own at 14
could
perhaps finish behind Duvan, but it does look, unfortunately, as though they are playing for places in the Queen Mother. The Stayers Hurdle, then. This is the feature race on the Thursday. You know what I mean, Harry, 5-4. Yanworth fives, obviously we've already discussed that horse for the champion hurdle. Vroom Vroom Mag sixes, again, she's in almost every race. Shane's Hill sevens, Nichols Canyon 15-2, Cole Hardner eights, Jersky tens, along with the new one, Apple Jade 16s with Bally Optic Camping Ground, Clondor Warrior, more of that, Snow Falcon and West Approach in 20s or bigger the rest. Many of those names you would not imagine will be turning up here. Mm-hmm. The favourite is one that will definitely be turning up. And I am not a huge fan of You Know What I Mean, Harry. Really, but at the same time, you can't crab what he's done. And then you look at his price and you go, he's odds against.
Yeah. And what necessarily is going to beat him at this moment in time?
That's thing,
what we've got to look at.
Yeah. And right now, he's the...
he's the horse they've all got to aim at.
Yeah.
Shane's Hill has been consistent, but he's beatable. He'll probably... if he runs, he'll probably run well. Yanworth will be headed elsewhere.
Right, Cole Hardin.
Cole Hardin, for me, he's just levelled out.
Okay.
He's plateaued out with his form. He was on an upward curve 12 months ago. Now he's not.
2 years ago now, actually.
2 years ago. Apologies. Yeah. And he's plateaued out.
Okay.
I don't think there's any more improvement in him.
Favourite, hard to get away from.
Yes.
Again, pretty dull. At least with 5-4, you're getting a slightly backable price, though.
Yep.
No 2-7 shots in that one. Mm. The Gold Cup, then. The big one.
Absolutely.
This is a cracker. Yeah.
I'm very, very keen, and I was at 6-1, and I mentioned it on this very radio show 6 weeks ago, Native River.
Okay.
He's game, he gallops, he stays, he jumps. Listen, I'm a big fan of Cue Card, but I just feel Native River is the younger horse. He's going forward and has maintained his upward trajectory consistently in the last 12 months. Doesn't matter what the ground is like. Mm-hmm. And I think the ground will be overplayed. There's going to be soft in a description almost certainly. But I would be pretty strong on Native River in the Gold Cup.
Currently 3-1 joint favourite with stablemate Cue Card. Jackadam at 4s, 8s for Outlander and Sizing John, Empire of Dirt 12s, Champagne West 14s, Don Polly and Vroom Vroom Maga 16-1, and it's bigger prices, the rest of them.
Yeah. Sizing John represents some each way value.
When did the Tizards, do you reckon years ago in the planning, they went, you know, we're going to win this 2017 Gold Cup? It's almost not from out the blue, because obviously Cue Card's been around for a long time.
Yeah, fair comment, yeah.
But all of a sudden, I mean, you're so used to races being dominated by Nichols, Henderson, etc.
Yeah.
Is it that they don't have the ammunition that makes these Tizard horses look fantastic? Or is it just that Colin Tizard has got one heck of a streak?
It's just the way it goes sometimes. And he's open. He runs his horses. He's not protecting them. If they get beat, they get beat. And I've noticed this, and I've said in public that the last 2 or 3 months, again, for another year, people have wrapped certain horses up in cotton wool and they will have their bubbles burst next week.
Okay.
There's been golden opportunities to win nice feature races, build-up races in the last 10 weeks, and they have not run their horses. And there's only one Cheltenham, absolutely, but there's only one winner in every race. The handicaps will feature 25 runners.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be very tough to win. And the stakes races are championship races. And I just feel that there will be a few people going back thinking, I wish we'd gone and won that 30 grand race 6 weeks ago.
And of course, Colin Tizard would have had a little crack in this.
Yes, which is a great shame.
It is.
He's gone wrong because he's been a wonderful horse.
He's been running so much
A wonderful horse, but they're bred to race.
Yeah.
And certainly Cue Card is a grand old stager, and he's just one of those horses that you warm to. But Native River, for me, he's going to be, I think, my nap for next week.
Okay, fair enough.
Not often you nap in a Gold Cup, but
no, But the credentials are there for all to see.
Sometimes when you can be too negative on a good horse's ability, how can you be negative on what he's done?
And two do sometimes make four. You know, a lot of people look at obvious form and just go, well...
See, I think at 3-1, in the context of this field and in this race, he represents value.
Yeah.
Whereas, do you want to bet odds on elsewhere? Probably not.
OK. Just one final question on Cheltenham. And you mentioned it there with some horses being wrapped in cotton wool, as you said. Is Cheltenham the be-all and end-all?
No.
It's a very different attitude to flat racing, isn't it? I mean, you'll know that obviously Royal Ascot is in inverted commas, the biggie. But at the same time, if a horse is not ready to run at Royal Ascot, there are plenty of other targets that they're quite happy to go to, and they're happy to go abroad and go to France and maybe try. It is a very different state of mind and attitude, isn't it?
Yeah, and I just think there has been opportunities missed. We've got Aintree in 3 weeks after the festival, which will be fantastic. And I do feel sorry for some of those racetracks that have run feature races on Saturdays in the last, say, 8 to 10 weeks, who haven't maybe been as well supported as they should have done. But I'm not paying the bills, so who am I?
No, that is true. That is true. But it is, you want to see the best horses running when they can. And to narrow it down to 4 days in a whole year when you often see horses aimed elsewhere, they have better campaigns, don't they?
Yeah, you do.
Certainly interesting. But Native River, the pick in the Gold Cup and the best bet of the whole meeting for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll move to Thursday's racing then. One jumps race to come. That's from Wincanton. We'll start with that, actually. The 2:55 handicap chase over the extended 3-mile, 1-furlong trip. 8 of them set to go to post. Not many of them arriving here off the back of a decent win last time, or a decent performance last time out, I should say.
No, it's a trappy little race. I hope all 8 go to post. I reckon there'll be a non-runner because there normally isn't an 8-runner handicap. Interestingly, Colin Tizard has 3 of the 8.
It's like the Gold Cup all over again.
Absolutely. Flaming Charmer has 1 round here. He was beaten favourite last time. If you're going to put a gun to my head, I'd probably go with him. However, I would maybe just see what price Topwood is, because around 5-1, he might even be weak in the market because he hasn't won for quite some time. But he's off 127 here, and he may just be worth a tentative look to get a bit of value. It's interesting that Richard Johnson rides Flaming Charmer.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Do you think he'll have had the choice?
Potentially.
Because there's not one of those in Tom O'Brien, Richard Johnson, Harry Cobden that you'd say is a stable jockey,
no,
in inverted commas.
Absolutely. And it is unusual that he's going. I mean, listen, it's an 11 grand race. It's a nice pot midweek. And Collins obviously wanted to try and win it with three inmates with the 8 runners. But Flaming Charmer is probably the best horse in the race, but I wouldn't put you off having a little bit each way Topwood if he's sort of 5 or 6 to 1.
And Topwood has been running in much better races.
Absolutely, and he's now top weight in a lesser race.
Yes, which is no bad thing.
Yeah.
Flaming Charmer, though, the selection, the only one with a winning course.
And one other thing to remember, he's in here off 127 in a 0-125.
This
so
is
he
Topwood.
Can run Topwood. And it's a real good initiative by the BHA. Dawson City's here off 126. Now, pre-December last year, these horses wouldn't have got in this race. So now we have an 8-runner handicap, hopefully. Betting opportunities. Quite a nice betting race, this.
Why is that the case, then?
Because it's giving owners an opportunity to run where they couldn't have run elsewhere. So are you going to wait for a 140, 145, where you might get in, but you might not? It's giving you another opportunity to run.
You do get a lot of horses in the sort of gap, don't you, between grades.
There's lots of them. If you get rated 71 and 0-70, now this gives you an opportunity to run.
Yeah.
76 and a 75, you know, 117 and a 115, it gives you the opportunity to run.
Okay. But Flaming Charmer, with the course form, just getting the nod in that one. Right, we'll move to Southall for the 3:55. This is a 5-furlong handicap, and so often in these kind of races, well, basically, it's the same horses coming up against each other week in, week out, and a different result each time. Yeah. So much course and distance form. There's only 2 runners in the whole field without a course and distance win.
Yeah.
That's Red Baron and Extra Solar. They both arrive here in pretty rank form.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's so hard to rule anything out of this.
Yeah, it is. Although my two are Sir Billy Wright, who won here last time. Clifford Lee taking off a valuable £5. He's £4 higher for when he won a month ago on the track, and he actually won well. And escalating from Michael Appleby's yard with Alistair Rawlinson taking off a valuable £3 claim. He's edged up a little bit in the ratings. He won off 78, and he's now off 83. But the valuable £3 claim of Alistair Rawlinson may well help escalating. Lady Nev's been very consistent for John Butler and John Egan. I think she's probably booked for a place, Lady Nev. I wouldn't put you off backing her for a place, but I think it's between Sir Billy Wright and escalating. And I will just go with Sir Billy Wright.
Okay, Sir Billy Wright, just getting the nod in that one. But as we said, they are so competitive,
yeah,
these
absolutely.
Races. And often at the break, you know your fate, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Right, we'll move to Newcastle for the final two races, arguably the two best races of the day in terms of, well, certainly on the flat they are. The 6:45 is the first one, 6 furlongs the trip for this sprint handicap. Plenty in here with chances, some really consistent northern performers, but whether you like it or not, the eye is immediately drawn right down to the bottom for could be a bit of a lurker off bottom weight, a 3-year-old in this race, trained by Saeed bin Saroor, and has won the last race.
Yeah, however, it's real tough for a 3-year-old in March taking on older horses. In fact, it is. You have to be ahead of the game. The weight for age is £14, which is a lot.
Yeah, she's rated 88, isn't she?
So yeah. And
a whole stone that she's receiving.
I just would be opposing her, even though could well be the dark horse in the race. I'll go with an experienced older sprinter here, as older, only a year older, Captain Dion. He's very solid. He's drawn in the middle in stall 6. And even though he is... he's won this year, and you could say, well, the handicap had him last time. He's been a model of consistency with the excellent Kevin Stott. And I think they'll arrowhead down the middle here. And Captain Dion is the one for me. Giant Spark did well last year. He won off 89 at Navan. He's now off 95. And he's got to progress again. I think he's certainly got more races in him. But I think off 95, he's now got to up his game a bit. Glen Rowan Rose has only run once on the all-weather. Didn't show very much. It could just be that the races have been on the turf for Glen Rowan Rose, and that's why Keith Daglish is maybe attempting Newcastle early in the year.
Yeah.
Just to have a look.
Okay.
Just to have a look. But my gut feeling is Captain Dion, 6:45.
Okay, fair enough. And certainly has the hallmarks of a race that you'd imagine in a few months' time you're looking back at and just going, well, that one's won out of it, and so's that one. Certainly not a bad little race. That's the 6:45. The 7:45 from Newcastle is the final race we're going to focus on. 7 furlongs a trip for this Class 4 event. And plenty of last time out winners in this contest. War Department carries a penalty. Via Via is still very, very much unexposed, as is Glorious Poet. Yeah. And there's plenty of other, perhaps older charges who you wouldn't rule out a return to form for.
Yeah, War Department won quite well the other day. Course and distance winner. He's got to be in there with a shot. He dropped down a little bit in the ratings. He's here off a mark of 88. He may not be representing that much value. Take a look at Twin Appeal. He hasn't run very much on the all-weather, but David Barron has his horses in excellent form. So take a look at the market here. If there's any money for Twin Appeal, I would definitely be having a little bit each way on Twin Appeal. Via Via is very lightly raced. Only ran twice last year and hasn't got very many miles on the clock. But things have probably got to drop right for Via Via. And again, we're slightly guessing about Glorious Poet. First time in a handicap, hasn't run for a wee while. A couple of these off a break. Shooting Star off a break. Enjoy Life off a break. Not saying they're not fit, but they're off a break.
It's tricky, this, isn't it?
And it is a tricky race. Hence why, just watch the market here. Because Twin Appeal will probably represent each way value for a yard that are in form.
Okay, so Twin Appeal, the one to keep an eye on.
And that's only tentative, that, because you could make a case for Blue Clear, you could make a case for a couple of others, but it's a tight race, but I wouldn't put you off a little bit, Twin Appeal.
Okay, Twin Appeal just getting the nod in that one. Great stuff, Dale. Pleasure talking to you. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.